Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love. I am Trina Kirkland, and this is my anchor intro to my podcast, Talk Up with Trina. The purpose of my station is to inspire and empower listeners to be extraordinary individuals living extraordinary lives. I do this and accomplish this by offering a variety of content. So whether you need spiritual healing, motivation, education, life advice, medical advice, inspiration, or if you want to stop by for some other reason, I accommodate it all and I address it all. And if you come by and engage with my station, I guarantee that you'll receive something to help you rise up to the occasion. I'm looking forward to interacting with you soon over on Talk Up with Trina. Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love. Welcome to Talk Up with Trina. This is your fabulous host, Trina Kirkland, and thank you so much for joining in on this beautiful Thursday morning, March the 22nd, 2018. It's a lovely day here in Maryland. We had a beautiful, beautiful snow yesterday, and lots of people were out playing with the snow. Snow sledding, making snowmen and snow bombs and boulders and doing lots of fun things in our spring snow that we got yesterday. So that should all be clearing up today as the weather should be warm and the street should at least be clear. But we got about 6 to 8 inches, some places a little more than that, but we did have a nor'easter here in this part of the United States, and I think it went over well. I think we fared well in the weather. Haven't heard much about anything bad that happened, so we are thankful for that, and we are excitedly looking forward to moving into our spring season. And speaking of excitement, I am so excited to be here to do our devotional for today. We are continuing to read from the book, The Secrets of the Vine, Devotional and Journal by Dr. Bruce Wilkinson. And we are on week 3. And week 3's theme is Reaching for the Best. And today is day 16, Confessions of a Leaf Lover. And I would also like to apologize that I did not get on and do the devotional yesterday. I thought about it several times, but for some reason, my day got away from me. So I really do apologize for that. So here we are. And I hope you will stay tuned for Confessions of a Leaf Lover coming up next right here on Talk Up with Trina. Day 16, Confessions of a Leaf Lover. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your ways. Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you. Psalms 119:37-38. Years ago, our family owned an old farm. When we bought the property, I set about bush hogging. A local term for clearing underbrush with a tractor. In the process, I came upon a tangle of grapevines on broken down trellises. The abandoned plants had nearly smothered the surrounding undergrowth with leafy branches, but the fruit, what I could find of it, was tiny and sour. When I mentioned the vines to a neighbor, he said, "Oh, you'd never guess by looking at it now. But that used to be a premium vineyard, but the previous owner let it go for years." John 15 makes it very clear that our Father, the vine dresser, loves his chosen ones too much to ever let us go to waste. He is constantly at work in his vineyard, helping us to produce a bigger crop and fewer leaves. Think of leaves as those things in our lives, often even good things, that deplete energies, time, and talents. God is trying to get more sap to those areas that produce fruit by cutting away what isn't necessary. That involves surrender and relinquishment on our part. And that's where discomfort can come in. We're reluctant to lay something down that feels important to our happiness. One day, before I taught a small group on this subject, I wrote in the margin of my notes, "I've discovered that I'm more a lover of leaves than a farmer of fruit." That was my confession. It was true, yet thankfully not the complete truth. Here's what I mean. It's easy for me to mistake activities for results, busyness for meaningful pursuits, rampant foliage for an overflowing harvest. The truth is that most of us hardly realize we're leaf lovers until we become fruit lovers. After all, leaves and new shoots are part of flourishing. Yet once you and I start bearing fruit for God, we understand the vineyard better. We realize that less unnecessary foliage means more sap going to fruit, and more fruit is the real prize. Perhaps you can make a similar confession today. The appeal of leaves never quite seems to go away, does it? Yet we know we were born for more. We may shrink from the pruning shears, but we have been redeemed and chosen for a life of strategic impact and significance for God. In this amazing passage, Jesus shows us that we are being cultivated every day so that we will take a harvest of lasting value into his presence in eternity. Listen to Jesus' exciting destiny for you and me. "I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain." John 15:16. When he said to Peter, James, and John, "Leave your nets," he was inviting them to leave one kind of harvest so they could prepare for another, immeasurably better harvest. Why? They weren't chosen to be leaf growers, and they'd never be able to capture their real destiny in a mere net. They were chosen and appointed for fruit that remains, and so are you. And I would like to leave you with another Bible verse. "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." 2 Corinthians 4:17. I hope you enjoyed today's devotional, and thank you again for listening.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.